This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on a just incredible May day.
It's supposed to be 80 today. It's beautiful.
That's the one thing I don't like about spring, is that it doesn't commit to anything.
No, very.
Well, we had a great weekend.
Beautiful weekend. I got outside. I will tell you too, Derek, there's something, and I know a lot of people believe this with spring cleaning and stuff like that. When you get to crack open the windows, not even just in your car, in your house, your apartment, whatever, when you get to crack open the windows and just let the fresh air come in, beautiful. My house too, the same thing. When you crack open the door, the dog's allowed to sunbathe right at the front door and just kind of hang out, brings in the fresh lights. Man, it is something. I love it dearly.
Am I seeing this right?
Did we have breaking news? Did something happen?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing this right. Never mind.
Now I'm upset.
I don't know why my days are mixed up like this. I saw it's going to rain next weekend, probably. And I'm like, wait, is that Memorial Day weekend? No, it's not.
No. It is going to rain most of this week, though.
Yeah.
This is the best day of the week.
This is the best day of the week, oddly enough.
And then it will rain a lot.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. It doesn't commit to anything.
Nope. Well, it's committing to rain for like 5 days. It's committing to rain, which is not awesome. It's fine. It is what it is.
I've managed to like face palm into the mic, and like you realize that it's kind of a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I had a lot of fun talking schedule ideas, with the official schedule release being Wednesday at 8 p.m., myself, Derek Kramer, we're going to be on the nightcap from 7 to 9, an extended nightcap.
The other going supposed through that. Good weather day.
The other supposed good weather day. We've also,
I'm going to be inside.
Yeah, you are. We've also broached the topic on Twitter. What's your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? We've talked a lot about the idea of Bills playing on Christmas. The inevitability. The inevitability that the Bills will be playing on Christmas.
It is still only potential. We are not hearing anything.
I'm preparing myself so that when it doesn't happen, I'm ecstatic.
I get that. I do understand that. But also,
it's going to happen.
At this point, I don't think I should prepare for anything, because I was prepared for the Bills to not get Kenneth Grant. And I was rationally upset
on
the night of the draft.
And
I was more upset than you were.
the Kenneth Grant guy.
I'm so used to the draft of like my guys go to teams that are not mine that I'm just all right, on to the next.
So now for
on
me,
to the next.
Well, so it's fine for you to do it because you're numb to it. I'm not.
Yeah, you were not.
So
numb to
why
it yet.
Do I? Why do I bother trying to brace for impact?
It's fair. Our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle, has a piece up at the Democrat and Chronicle.com detailing kind of his ideas on the primetime window, who the Bills could be playing. There's a lot of options at home. He also brought it to us, though, when he joined us. I have not really thought much about Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh,
he
yeah.
brought that up. And then Black Friday's
wait,
kind
Thanksgiving
of
Eve?
Thanksgiving night, I should have
I
said.
I was going to say
night,
the
night game.
Okay.
But so like that night game, they've never done that at home. They've actually never played in this run of the Thanksgiving games. They never played at home. All of them were on the road. Dallas on the road, Detroit on the road, and then the Saints on the road.
Yep.
So they never played at home. That could be interesting. And the one that's been in my periphery but I haven't given too much thought of is the Black Friday game.
I'd rather work Christmas than Thanksgiving again.
Would you?
Yes. Because okay. at least it's different.
It's different, yeah.
But also, Thanksgiving's the day that I like the most when it comes to my holidays.
Great food.
It's about the food, the family, and it not being materialistic like Christmas is.
Mm-hmm. Materialistic holiday, Black Friday. I'd be interested in this game.
As someone who used to work Black Friday, I hope for those people out there that work retail, I hope the Bills get Black Friday.
I'd be into this
because
game.
Then they are the region would be spared,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that would well somewhat spared. There
yeah.
would be plenty of people that
but also last year's
still
game
could pull
three.
Off both.
Last year's game is at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but it's also like there might be some of those people that are going that are like actually no. But then again, Black Friday is not what it used to be.
No, online shopping has kind of changed.
Online
that.
Shopping has changed that more than the NFL would. And now that I say that, Roger's going to be like, want to bet?
Want to bet. Black Friday last year was the Raiders at the Chiefs.
Yeah. Speaking of the Chiefs constantly being everywhere.
I would be kind of into the Black Friday game. I think there's more juice to that of it doesn't have to be this supreme opponent. I think it would be much more of just, we need to get a team on TV that everyone will watch. Here you go.
Yes.
Here's the Bills. Here's the Chiefs. Where Christmas... You're going to watch the NBA games, you're going to watch the NFL games. And the ratings show, you're watching the NFL games.
And the thing is that they do need to keep having strong teams mm-hmm. playing on mm-hmm. Christmas because of that. So that's where I'm suspecting more of, yeah, you're probably right, Zach, because they do need to compete with the NBA. How do you do that? With an enigma quarterback that has won MVP. And around the country, for better or for worse, mm-hmm. you know who Josh Allen is. You either love him or you do not like him at all.
And I brought that up. I brought that up a few times, me and you with Sal Capaccio and yep. everything. I think him having the stamp of NFL MVP, not what Bills fans have been saying, where he should have won MVP or he's a top five quarterback. He it's has the
different.
Official stamp of the league, MVP quarterback, and he's the reigning MVP. I think that changes how they operate with him. If Lamar had won the MVP last year, I think you could have an honest conversation about the Bills not playing on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he is the MVP, I don't think he really can. You look at the two teams that they made sure to put on Christmas the last 2 years. It's Lamar winning MVPs, and it's the Chiefs winning Super Bowls.
Kind of like with how the NBA, like, it is typically the biggest stars are playing.
It is the stars. Doesn't even have to necessarily be the teams.
It's the stars.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be Boston or LA. Like, if they're bad, they're bad. Whatever, get them out. You know, Timberwolves are on there because of Anthony Edwards. You know, Milwaukee's on there because of Giannis. Denver's on there because of Jokic.
Golden State's there with Steph.
Yep. Like you knew who was going to be on Christmas.
The Lakers again
NBA.
With LeBron, where he's like, you know, like
doesn't matter
still
what team
the NBA's
he's on.
Day.
Yeah, does not matter what team he's on.
How
LeBron
do you,
James. Playing
how do
Christmas.
You fight LeBron James? The answer is whoever your reigning MVP is.
And so I think that's the thing for the NFL is that get the MVP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Peon. And we'll figure out what team he plays. I think it'll be a conference game because it's so late in the year.
Yes.
And if there's maybe potential playoff
implications. That's why I say Houston.
I think it's a big part of that. The Houston one, my only issue is they would then have two straight home Christmas games.
Who cares about pattern? The Bills have had three straight road Thanksgiving games.
Well, and so that was my other point, too.
Who cares about pattern?
The Bills haven't had a home holiday game in this whole run. And, well, maybe the league doesn't
humbug.
Care. But could this maybe be the last home game of a regular season high mark? Sales mentioned in his conversation with Mike North, the NFL hasn't cared too much on the last game of the current Highmark Stadium. They care far more about the opening game of the new Highmark Stadium. But maybe meeting halfway, I could see Dolphins at Bills Christmas Day. Final Highmark Stadium game. It's on a holiday.
Miami.
I could see it. I
can't
see
it being Miami. I think that if the NFL projects that Miami might be trash, they're not going to do it.
What about Cincinnati? We joked about it getting them early.
That's us being greedy, and that's perfectly fair. Like, that's being self-serving. But yes, though I would suspect. If Baltimore's okay with it again.
do it again.
Do more Christmas.
I cannot imagine them or Kansas City's playing. That's my big thing. Is like those two are not playing. That's
but
why
you're looking at a pattern.
I'm looking at a pattern, but I look at – there's no way you're giving Baltimore and Kansas City 3 years in a row for Christmas. That's not –
They'd be used to it.
I mean, I know Kansas City, I guess, is kind of pushed for it to be like the Kansas City team, but the NFL's pushed back on that as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that happening. And that's my thing is Buffalo's like the one of the big three – that hasn't played on a holiday here in a few years.
What about
and they
Philly?
Haven't played at home. Ooh.
Mm. A spicy game between a potential Super Bowl matchup on Christmas?
It's too late in the year, I think. I think with that one, I think you want that done right at the double-digit flip.
By
where bye weeks are, week 10, 11-ish.
I think about the idea of this is a Super Bowl matchup preview.
That could work. I look at that as Monday night or Sunday night football. Like that to me screams.
Why not?
Our game of the year, so that we could push Super Bowl preview because there's a good chance both are going to be really good.
You're probably also looking at hey, these are guys that are also there are players that are MVP candidates on these teams. With Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen, and they're the best teams in their conference year in and year out. How do you not sell the idea of people getting subscriptions for Netflix?
That also could be something, too. We just talked about the scores where Houston puts up a safety.
Right.
In the dying minutes of that game, if I remember correctly, Pittsburgh was unwatchable towards the end of last year. Maybe there is something of we need a marquee matchup.
We might need a marquee matchup to make sure people stay here. And we are competing, again, with the NBA on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other key of this. This is not network television. You need people to sign up for these things.
And that's the thing, too, with the NBA, with being network TV, there's probably going to be a lot of families that are like, I'm hanging out with the family anyways. Like, this is going to be more background noise. We'll throw on the NBA game. We'll throw on Lakers-Timberwolves at 8 o'clock at night.
So how do you get people to watch it? That's where I think an idea of Philadelphia makes a lot of sense. If it's not conference, it has to be Philadelphia.
It has to be Philadelphia. I think you're right if it's not.
So, like,
conference.
Let's narrow
but
it down.
That's where also Cincinnati's interesting.
That's why I think here are the teams that are my expected at this point if you're looking at a Christmas game. Baltimore, Cincy, Houston, Philly. Three of those are home.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way that they throw Kansas City, Buffalo on Christmas.
I can't see it. I cannot see it.
There's no way.
In any reality, I can't see it.
There's no way they do that.
That's 425 and a random week in the year.
Not even a random week in the year, probably like week 12.
Yeah, but they have it like week 5, week 6.
Yeah, I mean,
they've moved it around. They've moved it around.
But lately, the last 3 years, it has been, you're looking like at your beginning of the double digits.
Mm.
So I would suspect, yeah, it's probably Baltimore, then Philly, then Cincy, and then Houston as your strongest cases for a Christmas game.
I have also, by the way, figured out, we got to hit a break here, but I have figured out my least interested game I could be for any of these.
Oh, it's New Orleans.
Yeah, by like a mile.
Yeah.
Even with the idea of like maybe it's week one and I get to see Tyler Shuck's first start or whatever.
Get it out of the way.
Like Atlanta, I'm like, Bijan had quietly 1,400 yards rushing. Drake London's awesome. Michael Penix might be good.
At least Michael Penix is an interesting character when it comes to.
And it's in Atlanta, too, so it's going to be a road game that might be a tough
environment. How do you do with year two?
Yeah. Like, that's interesting. New Orleans at home, and it's none of the stars you know, like outside of Kamara.
It's like it'll be like 49-3.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the game. Now, I will say that is also the game I'm looking at. Is like, is that the weird game you lose where I get really
they're not
frustrated
losing
for
New
a
Orleans.
Week?
They're not.
They've had those over
Zachary,
the years.
If they lose to New Orleans, fold it up. We're done this year.
They've had some of those over the years. In reality, it's probably
Carolina.
Come on,
there's
no be
one.
That
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
But we'll not
see.
New Orleans.
We'll see what we've got there. Oh, by the way, this weekend, you can join Brian Koziel as he broadcasts live on Saturday, May 17th, from Batavia Downs from 2 to 5 p.m. for an extended version of Sports Talk Saturday. You'd be able to hear myself and Joe Kelly, 11 to 2. Brian Koziel at Batavia Downs from 2 to 5. Then celebrate the Preakness with Batavia Downs 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can listen to Brian on your drive down there and then go and check out the Tacos and Tequila Fest at Batavia Downs. Tickets are only $35, including tequila samplings, $20 of free play and gaming, a $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Zach and I will wrap up this edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.